You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of October, 2021. Joined online today by Cody Moore, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Cody.
Hello, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a great break from the rain for the past few days. Some unusual up and downs, really cold temperatures over the weekend in this area. Now it feels like springtime almost. What's been going on in the last few days? Not that I'm complaining.
Yeah, it's been a nice break from the rain. You know, the month of October started off, you know, very rainy. And then this past couple of days has been a nice break. Much deserved. Yesterday, Petersburg got up to 56 degrees, which was the warmest day of the month so far. So I'm sure everyone was loving that. But then, you know, on the 17th, we got down to 27. So the weather's been all over the place. And that up and down type of pattern with periods between dry and wet, that's going to continue on into the weekend.
Okay, so short term, what are we looking at?
Rain is going to increase Wednesday evening across the South Central Panhandle in the Petersburg area. Then we have another dry break on Thursday before more rain moves in Thursday evening. And then it looks like that rain is going to continue on into Friday and Saturday.
We've seen a special weather statement about the possibility of some strong winds later this week. Do you know more about that yet?
Yeah, we're looking into the possibility for strong winds across the southern panhandle, particularly for Friday morning. It's looking like Petersburg is going to miss the bulk of the high winds. We are expecting, you know, strong wind gusts 40 to potentially 60 miles per hour across Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. Petersburg should not see those wind gusts, however.
And then, yeah, just to step back a moment, too, when we were heading into last weekend, there was a possibility for another strong storm. Did that just go elsewhere and miss this area?
So there's actually been quite a few strong storms in the Gulf over the past week. That's kind of been responsible for the nicer weather in Petersburg. But along the outer coast, you know, they've been getting quite a few windy events this week and some rain. So you guys have just been missing, you know, the most active weather.
It's been wonderful. Okay, anything else to know for this week?
Looks like the nicest day was yesterday, so prepare for, you know, an increase in rain through the weekend. But nicer weather is coming. Looks like we're going to have a drying trend Sunday through the beginning of early next week. So the rain isn't going to stick around too long, thankfully.
Great. Thanks for the time, Cody.
Thank you.